I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So it turns out North Korea can't stand balloons. With the last bunch someone sent, the government issued an angry statement. Well, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says their partner attaches gospel pamphlets, Bibles, and scripture portions to weather balloons and floats them over the border. But North Korea sees it as an act of war. To that point, Nettleton calls it like it is, because it is spiritual war. The team hopes that you'll pray with them that the hearts that need it most will get the gospel on the next launch. And not all countries are as hostile to God's word, but there's still an equal need of it. That's why Christian Resources International ships containers that are full of millions of dollars worth of Bibles and Christian books around the world every year. These resources are meant to reach anyone from the non-believer to the aspiring preacher. What we're talking about is Bibles, books, and bucks, and 30 of them can make an eternal difference. Interested in what you've just heard and wondering how you can respond? You'll find the links to help you get involved at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.